there. In this episode of How to Be Old, I'll tell you how I personally do my beauty care. It could be a bit alarming. I'm Rachel McAlpine, I'm 79, and I'm talking to you. Beauty tips for older ladies. Turn down the lights. There, that's the way. Wash your face. Put lipstick on, the one that stays. Then remember how it funnels into a delta of cracks and gunnels around your mouth by the end of the day. Dab something over the cracks and hope for the best. Ignore the spaces where your eyebrows used to be. Hack off a few stray hairs and don your glasses. There! No one will notice, let alone care. They'll look at your glasses instead. You're done. That's that. You look alive, not dead. You can smile, you can see, so put on your purple hat. You know who you are. You know what you know. The skin is just for fun, so off you go. Wow, have things changed? Or in some ways, maybe not so much. I wonder what you're thinking, and I'm wondering what we can expect in the future. In my teens, I was very, very conscious of my appearance. When I first saw a copy of Seventeen magazine, it just blew my mind. All those pretty girls with their blonde ponytails. I immediately started growing my hair out of its pudding bowl cut, and I began university with a very cute ponytail, I thought. But my efforts at looking pretty did not involve makeup except for lipstick. I do remember lipstick. Tangy Natural, funny little tube. And I remember wondering whether it would make kissing a bit yucky. No. What I mostly did to look beautiful was try to refrain from smiling. I wanted to look pale and interesting. The TB look. That was my ideal of beauty. But I wasn't not the type. No. Hair was a big thing. Before the ponytail, I used to rinse my hair with sugar and water so I could style it. Ugh, yucky. We were all the same. Girls with curly hair struggled to straighten it. Girls like me with almost straight hair wanted it curly. Actually, at one point I gave myself a Tony Home perm to make it curly, but the result was the opposite. My hair was straighter than ever. Nature had its way. In my 30s, I was addicted to mascara. I honestly, deeply, sincerely believed I was ugly if I had naked eyelashes. So I wore mascara morning and noon and night. I even wore mascara on picnics and in the sea. And then one day, oh, I had an epiphany. In a flash, I realized this was not a healthy attitude. On a visit to faraway Toronto, that's where I saw hundreds of human beings, female human beings, walking around without mascara and not caring. Whew. And I ditched the mascara cold turkey over there where nobody I knew could see me. I pulled it out for special occasions. While I still had eyelashes, they're long gone now. And in my teens, I was definitely trying to attract boys. No surprise there. I was naive, but I was desperate. And later in life, that changed radically. I don't know when it changed, but quite a long time ago, we old people do still care how we look. Trust me, we care. And I dare say there are some old women who are still using makeup partly as bait, but at least half of us, best guess, more have got other reasons. I don't know, protection from skin cancer is a little one, a big one, or just self-respect. I don't know. Ah, here we go again. Old people like me are always telling stories about their past. We're just trying to help, you know. The point of this little history is that times have changed, but people haven't. The face is so important. It's the most acutely personal part of us that we present to the world. Women have always been judged and found wanting on the basis of their beauty, as perceived by others. And young women, who are all beautiful by definition, every single one of them, young women use every available means to explore who they are, to express who they are, and kind of crystallize their identity. That's what the makeup is for, all sorts of things. Social pressure is a big part, but it's also a way of, as I said, expressing who you are. If we do use makeup, our made-up look is the one that gives us confidence in our professional life and social situations. It's not a silly thing, makeup. Now, that's just me. But then there's the context of my world. It was all happening in a world that was so simple at that point. The choices were so limited. I do remember one moment. I was in my 30s and I did toy with this brand new idea of cosmetic surgery. Never really thought about it before. I didn't think I wanted it then, but I was thinking, why do people do it and would I ever do such a thing? Anyway, I was talking to a cousin, a very intelligent and gifted cousin, who was married to a wealthy man. She explained to me that being married to a wealthy man was a kind of occupation that required her to look beautiful. And she said she would consider having plastic surgery because of her role. That really shocked me, but it interested me too. So, okay, I considered it for at least half an hour. Would I, wouldn't I ever? And I realized definitively that once you start, you can never stop. You're committed. The face, the hands, the arms, neck, legs, but age is what you're fighting, and age shows up eventually in every part of the body. So the thought of the long-term results and the expense and the effort, oh, that put me off the idea forever. I certainly never considered it again for a second. Those were simpler times. All my friends have got faces untouched by surgery or Botox. That's just the circle I live in. A few of us, very few, do wear makeup. We are mystified, we 70-year-olds plus. We are mystified by today's obsession with makeup. We're absolutely flummoxed by today's concept of beauty, what beautiful is, those sort of yucky ballooning lips and those weird eyebrows and the hair that's sort of tortured to death. Probably not the only one here. When I was watching Married at First Sight Australia, as you do, and I could hardly bear to look at one of the women who seemed to be a sort of hybrid between Homo sapiens and a unicorn or something. And she was the one they referred to as the beauty. Huh? And we old people tend to be very deeply disturbed, well, I am anyway, that in Korea, a 2015 survey found that approximately one-third of South Korean women between 19 and 29 have claimed to have, well, admitted to having, whatever, plastic surgery. And since then, nowadays, they're having their jawlines completely reshaped into a pixie V. Ah, think how radical that is. You look at before and after photos, and those young women are completely unrecognizable. You would not know it was the same person. But you know, how self-righteous of me, how hypocritical. Who am I to recoil from these new practices? I'm the one who rinsed my hair with sugar and water, who wore mascara when body surfing, and who in perfect health yearned to look as if I had TB. Those young women are under extreme pressure, and at the same time, they've got access to extreme measures. Anyway, this podcast is about being old, and along comes this poem. With old age comes liberation from those tyrannical demands to look beautiful at all costs. With old age comes liberation to show your true face to the world at last. It's something to look forward to, people. So, this is honestly my beauty routine. Beauty, funny word, really. In the summer, I do wear sunblock. These days, it's often tinted sunblock, which is a sort of cheats makeup. I've had a bit of skin cancer, so I've got skin transplants and so on my face. And there you go. The glasses cover some of it. Now, beyond that, I've got two beauty tricks, which I will share with you for free. Perhaps I should whisper. Ah, the way they do in those makeup videos. One beauty trip is to wear glasses, and the other beauty trick is to wear lipstick. How did that sound? That sounds weird. All right, my two beauty tricks. Wear lipstick, wear glasses. Old skin, if you're a white person, it really does go whiter. It loses colour and, it goes grey, really, and we start looking pretty drab, like, merge into the background a bit. And a slash of red lipstick cheers me up. And I swear from the bottom of my heart that I put on that lipstick for myself, not for you. It cheers me up. If I look peculiar, well, actually, that's your problem. If my appearance makes people laugh, well, hey, that's good. You know, lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of old people say they love the fact that they stop caring what other people think. Within reason, you know. It just makes life so much simpler. Like I said, that's something to look forward to. Beauty tips for older ladies. Turn down the lights. There. That's the way. Wash your face. Put lipstick on. The one that stays. Then remember how it funnels into a delta of cracks and gunnels around your mouth by the end of the day. Dab something over the cracks and hope for the best. Ignore the spaces where your eyebrows used to be. Hack off a few stray hairs and don your glasses. There! No one will notice, let alone care. They'll look at your glasses instead. You're done. That's that. You look alive, not dead. You can smile, you can see. So put on your purple hat. You know who you are. You know what you know. The skin is just for fun. So off you go. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.